June 2007, section one, sorry, section two, question one. So this says, which one most accurately expresses the main conclusion of the economist's argument? So we want the main point. Now, usually the main point is either the first sentence or a response to it. So we'll look for that. Every business strives to increase its productivity. For this increase, boosts profits and the owners for the owners and the likelihood that business will survive. So businesses want to be profitable because basically it helps them survive and everybody's happy. But not all efforts to increase productivity are beneficial to the business as a whole. Okay, that's sounding a little bit conclusion-y, saying not all efforts actually help the business as a whole. Often, attempts to increase productivity decrease the number of employees, so increases in productivity decrease employees, which clearly hurts the dismissed employees, as well as the sense of security of the retained employees. So that's saying that sometimes it hurts the employees and both that get let off and the ones that are still around. And so really the second sentence is our conclusion. Not all efforts to increase productivity are beneficial to the business as a whole. So we look for that in the answers. If an action taken to secure the survival of a business fails to enhance the welfare of the business's employees, that action cannot be good for the business as a whole. So if it fails to enhance, it cannot be beneficial. No. Some measures taken by businesses to increase productivity fail to be beneficial to the business as a whole. That's extremely similar to what the second sentence says, so I like it a lot. We'll check the others just in case. D, C, only if employers of a business are also its owners will the interests. That's really going beyond the scope of what we talked about. It is not sounding like what we said. Then D, there is no business that does not make efforts to increase its productivity. They aren't trying to prove that, and there's no evidence for that anyway. And E, decreasing the number of employees in a business undermines the sense of security of retained employees. That is an assumption slash piece of evidence, depending on how you look at it. It's really more of a piece of evidence in favor of this, but it's not our conclusion. The conclusion was the second sentence, and therefore B is definitely our best response.